You remember what it says in the book of Joshua? He said what? Let me find it. He said, I got it right. Verse 6 and verse 7. He said, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Then verse 7 said, be strong and very courageous. Hallelujah. That's what it sounds like right here. Resist the devil and stand firm against him. God, you ain't got no business being scared of the devil. You got authority over him. And he has already been defeated. Jesus defeated him over 2,000 years ago. And guess what? If he defeated him then, he ain't rising back up. The scripture tells us he is under our feet. Hallelujah. That's what it tells me. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of no devil. I'm not scared of no demon. I got the word of God that works mightily in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It works mightily in me. My father already told me in Mark Gospel, I can speak to the mountain and it's got to obey me. Whatever problem arises. See, I change situation. I don't let situation change me. I change situation. Hallelujah. I walk in love. I walk by faith. Glory be to God. When things come up, I seek the Father. I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at it. But you know why I'm getting better? Not to brag on myself. All glory belongs to God. Because I'm spending time with him. I'm really getting to know my Father God. Hallelujah. I'm really getting to know him. And what? Guess what? And I'm created in his image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Passion Translation, James, in James 4, it says like this. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. He told us this in his word. He said, he's put before us death and life. But what do you need to choose? You choose life. Jesus said, I am the truth and the life. That's what he said. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father what? Except through me. He knew who he was. He didn't have to guess about it or what his purpose was. You see that? He knew who he was. He knew who he was. He knew who was on the inside of him. He said, me and my Father are one. One. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says in Luke Gospel chapter 19, Luke Gospel chapter 19, most of my reading is coming from the New Living Translation. He said, then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who Jesus was. See, if he sought to see who Jesus was, that means he had heard about him. See, when you seeking somebody, that means you done heard something about him. Had to have been something good. Because you hear something bad about somebody, guess what? You going the other way. But if you hear something good, man, let me go see what they talking about over here, man. This something good. That's what you do. Man, it's something you talk about. Let somebody come tell you about some good food at a restaurant. What you going to do? You finna go check it out. Praise God. You finna go check it out. Hallelujah. It says, and he sought to see who Jesus was, but he could not because the crowd, for he was a short stature. He was of short stature. One translation said he was a wee little man. So he ran ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came, to that place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. He was happy. This man he had been hearing all these things about is going to come to my house. Hallelujah. He's going to come to my house. He said he came down with haste. He made haste. That means he hurried up and got down. And he said he received him joyfully. And then it says, glory to God. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, "He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner." Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." Hallelujah. See, he changed. Right then in an instant, he had come in contact, the closest thing to God, himself, Jesus. Matter of fact, that is God himself. Let me say it like, let me clear it. God himself, he had come in contact with him. So guess what he done? He changed. And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to do what? And to save that which was lost." See, he knew his purpose. He knew his purpose. He knew his purpose. He knew his purpose. Hallelujah. And that's what we got to do. We've got to get before the Father God. We've got to know the purpose. We've got to know the plan. We've got to know what he has set before us. And I tell y'all this, Jesus is soon to return. Sooner than later. He is soon to return. And there's a lot of work that got to be completed before he gets back. And I'm finishing up, closing out, but I want to ask you this question. If you're watching by live stream, do you know him? Do you want to spend time with him? Do you want to get to know him? It's easy to do. Just invite him into your heart. Just ask him. Just ask him. Say, "Lord Jesus, I come before you and I ask you, forgive me for my sins. I ask you to be my Lord. I ask you to be my Savior. Now I ask you, take my life. Do something with it." And I heard about this Holy Spirit. I heard about him. "Fill me with the precious Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues." Hallelujah. And if you've done that, praise God, you can contact someone here at the church, and praise God, they'll have some material for you, and they'll help you grow in your walk with Christ so that you'll know who you are. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, just like a little newborn baby, now you got to grow up in him. Hallelujah. Now you got to grow up in him. You got to get to know about this Father God. You got to be fed. You got to be fed, and you got to be fed the word of God so that you can become that mature Christian. Hallelujah. Overcoming every obstacle. Hallelujah. So you can help someone else out of that pitfall. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, praise God. I pray that the words that came forth tonight help someone. I pray in the name of Jesus that you had a heart to receive it. I pray that I got out everything that the Lord had to say tonight. Didn't have a lot, praise God, but I pray that what was said, I pray that it was beneficial to your spirit, man. I know it was to me, and it's just encouraging me every day just to go before the Father more and more and more, and it helps me in every situation and circumstance that I face, because I don't face it alone. He goes with me. We read it tonight. He said, "I never leave you, nor will I forsake you." He said, "I'll be with you even until the end of time." God's a faithful God. He's one you can count on all the time. And what you have to do, you have to get before him and just find out who he is for yourself. Hallelujah. Just find out who he is for yourself. So praise God.